Before we begin the What If It Were Better guided meditation, it's important to know a few things about the mind. The mind was created to think. It generates thoughts. It works much like a radio station, except it's always on. Sometimes we like what we're listening to, and sometimes we don't. And sometimes all we can hear is a bunch of meaningless static. The mind generates thoughts 24/7. It's what the mind was created to do. The important thing to know is you are not your thoughts. That's right, you are not your thoughts. You are the awareness behind your thoughts. You are the conscious awareness that is observing your thoughts. Those who practice meditation become very aware of this. That there is a wiser consciousness above and beyond our thoughts. Master your mind and you master your life. The mind is amazing. The mind learns, analyzes, solves problems, and creates extraordinary things. However, when the mind is allowed to focus on past hurts, future concerns, or imagined catastrophes, it generates worry, anxiety, stress, and sometimes even panic attacks. We worry, what if I lose my job? What if my spouse leaves me? What if I get sick? What if my loved one dies? What if I die? What if? Sometimes unhelpful thought patterns like this can cause us to get stuck in a worry cycle. If our worries are left unchecked and allowed to run rampant, the worrying, which is a combination of thoughts and strong emotion, create energy and a momentum that fuels even more worry. So the more we worry, well, the more we worry, until it seems like it would take a huge effort to get off the worry track. Another important thing to know is that the mind is like a Google search engine. Ask it a negative question, and it can only return negative data. So it works like this. You worry to yourself, what if I get sick? And your mind can only search for answers to what if I get sick. So it scans your memories and experiences and it comes back with data to show you, here, this is what it's going to be like when you get sick. Ask, what if I lose my job? And it's going to search your database and come back with a whole bunch of answers that'll show you what it's going to be like when you lose your job. It typically only shows you the negative possibilities because your mindset at the point of question was one of fear. So it returns only fearful or similar energetic data. We need to be very careful of the questions we ask our mind. The What If It Were Better guided meditation is a playful way to turn that what if question around. It helps get you off the worry track, and it helps build momentum towards a better feeling experience. It shifts your energy and directs your mind to open itself to new possibilities. It's a simple exercise, but it's a powerful one in that it moves you to a state that is much more liberating and much more productive. This concludes the introduction. Please proceed to the What If It Were Better guided meditation. I think you're going to find it pleasantly surprising.